です。どうぞよろしくお願いします。
Good afternoon. This is Eva. Thank you for this opportunity.
For a strategy in this evolving security business environment, and why we are so confident that Trend Micro will be the winner in this security landscape.In the security landscape, usually there's three major factors that will drive the security business growth. First is the user behavior change, how the user use their computing device. The second one is infrastructure change, such as from PC to local area LAN to internet to cloud to virtualization. This infrastructure change will drive the security industry growth. The third one,is the threat landscape change. Whenever there's a new type of threats, then it will drive the growth. In the past few years, I think the perceived, people perceive these three drivers impact Trend Micro's business. First one, on the user part, because of the PC shipment decline, and therefore it was seen as a downside for our business.And for the infrastructure change, because Trend Micro was the first one to offer cloud security, and therefore in that area, Trend Micro grew very well, and it's seen as the upside for Trend Micro. For the threat landscape change part, because it become more complicated and more not so visible, the APT or this target attack is not so visible,And therefore, although Trend Micro has very good business, very good technology to deal with this cybersecurity problem, but it was seen as like even out because it's not so visible for users. But I would say among all these three drivers, the biggest impact for security usually is the threat change. And that has happened recently. If you...look at the newspaper and the ransomware. It's very visible. Whoever got a ransomware, they immediately pop up on your screen and you will see that. The ransomware train, you can see that it's just, this is just one family of the ransomware. It's called Loki. And every day there's 90,000 computers got infected.Which means that 90,000 people will be paying ransom to the hackers group. Second one is year-on-year growth in ransomware damage. That's 5,000% growth year-on-year. More and more people are paying. And actually, the ransom amount is higher and higher. More than 50% of the U.S. healthcare...hospital admit that they got ransom. Actually, last quarter, there's a LA hospital. That hospital alone paid more than $2 million for their ransom. And most of this is very easy to get ransomware. It's through your email, through your web surfing. So the attack is very easy to be conducted. Because of that,Trend Micro, last quarter, we have a global campaign called Say No to Ransomware. We have ordered free tool, we have ordered tutorial, webinar, and we teach people about the ransomware. Also, we shipped what I believe the best ransomware solution for our customer. The result is 27% year-on-year growth on our user protection segment.You know, user protection is PC protection, and that is our largest revenue in amount. And usually in the past few years, our growth in there is always single digit. But this time, in our new revenue growth in this larger space is 27%. And I believe this is not just one quarter, one train. I believe ransomware is going to continue.Why? Because first, it's very easy. It's very easy to attack all these people. And because the ransom, the business cannot continue operate. And therefore, people tend to pay up the ransom. that make the monetary for the hackers, who they always follow the money, right? So it's much easier to monetize. And today, especially with Bitcoin, it's untraceable and it's very easy. Direct sale, it's direct collecting the money, no matter from which country to which country. And therefore, I believe this ransomware train will continue. Furthermore, today, they just ransom your PC. In the future, it's very likely we see that they can ransom your car. If your car now cannot operate, will you pay the ransom? You probably will, right? And you can ransom a whole industry, SCADA system, make it unusable. Your infrastructure goes down. Or for a consumer, ransom your whole house, your air conditioning in such a hot weather cannot operate correctly. You probably will pay, right? So I believe this ransomware situation will getting worse, and therefore the solution is more important. If we look at all this threat landscape, before it was kind of easy. It's black and white. Either this file is good or it's bad. And Trend Micro is the best one in this black and white situation because of our smart protection network. But more and more nowadays, it's gray. It's gray area because there's always new threats and so complicated that you cannot differentiate if it's a good one or a bad one. And obviously, Patent File cannot catch up with all of these new threats. And therefore, last year, Trend Micro acquired Tipping Point, which is zero-day vulnerability, which we included into our solution set and therefore increase our intrusion prevention capability. But now I'm very excited about that. This quarter, we will announce the best machine learning. You probably watch all those AlphaGo, the Go game playing the machine learning. And Trend Micro is using this machine learning to determine we can prevent the future any unknown threats that we can prevent. Okay, so machine learning, actually Trend Micro, since we use a smart protection network, we already have that foundation technology in there. But this time we take it one step further. Not only we can correlate all this information, but we use machine learning to improve the machine knowledge each time. So allow me to talk a little bit technical because I think this is a very important and exciting breakthrough for our technology. First, when we analyze the files, we first need to look at the file and we extract more than 40 different type of what we call features. The feature of the file, just like you extract a people's eye, how wide is your eye and how high is your nose, all these are the features of your face, right? Now, when we use this feature to decide, here is the difference. Originally, if we look at these two files, the size, file size is totally different. The SHA-1 is totally different. The instruction code, very hard to find any similar instruction code. Even when you convert that to bytecode, machine code, only the purple part is the similar one. But those purple part is almost like, hello, how are you? Every file have that part. So if you look at these two file, then in the old time, you must create two pattern file. And even if you have the first file, you cannot detect the second file. Okay? But if you use machine learning, and I use opcode feature and the import table as an example, then this is how the machine will look at these two files. On the opcode distribution, they look like exactly the same. right? And the import table, when we look at into these squares, they look almost exactly the same. Even more, the opcode, when you convert into this, what we call it, the fingerprint of the file, they look exactly the same. So what this says is that as long as my machine is trained to recognize the first file is a bad file, I can very predictably predict that second file is also malicious. And the more sample we feed into this model, we can predict better for the future. That's why we believe this machine learning that we are announcing and putting into all our solution, both in we can deliver, become the best one to detect known and unknown threats in the future. And this technology will be applied to our server layer, our network layer, and our user protection layer, all three of them, which all these three layers of protection, currently, Trend Micro is already the industry-leading technology. In server technology, we consecutively the 6 years to have the highest market share. Our network security, the deep discovery breach detection, consecutively 3 years, we are the leading recommended vendor. And for our end user protection, we always on the top of all this A/B tests. But most exciting one is actually not only our user protection is very high in detection. We are actually, it's hard to see it on that right-hand side, Trend Micro is the most visionary among all the startup and everyone that was claiming they are next generation something. Trend Micro was recognized by Gartner Group as the most leading vision, and we have the best execution power also. So with all this, I think, plus the machine learning, Trend Micro is really unstoppable. And in the first half, actually, aside from our revenue number, in the hybrid cloud security part, and most exciting is this 200% growth in AWS and Azure. This is public cloud. Public cloud growing, and I think this is what we call the utility revenue, because users are paying for how much they use of deep security by hourly rate. It's just like how you pay for this utility. So initially, although this revenue looks small and not significant, but over time, user is very easy to expand, and then the more they use, they are very sticky, continue to use. And therefore, I believe this part will become a major, pave the very good way for our future growth. We are the probably the best one and the number one in cloud security. And when more people are moving to public cloud and adopt this type of utility business model, then deep security's revenue will continue to grow. The second one is the network defense solution. Of course, our network defense is our breach detection, deep discovery product line. We still have very good growth, 60% year on year. And our tipping point, actually this quarter is our first quarter that have the complete quarter with the tipping point. So I know those number that Mahendra showed about tipping point probably a little bit scary for you. But what I want to tell you is that if you look past all those mechanical accounting situation of tipping point, I strongly believe our strategy in tipping point combined with Trend Micro technology is very, very strong. Let me share with you this quarter, three major cases that why I believe is very strong. The first case is one of the major largest car manufacturer in the world. they were an original Tipping Point customer. And it's time to renew originally because they are not very confident with HP's focus on the Tipping Point part. And therefore, they were considering switching to Cisco Sourcefile. But after Trend Micro takeover, our team went to talk to them and lay out our roadmap and how we combine our solution together. At the end, this company not only renew and they discard the Cisco proposal, they renew and expand their Tipping Point deployment. So this first case I want to say is the renewal business with Tipping Point is very sticky. And once we show our roadmap and commitment, customers are very welcome for Trend Micro to take over their business. The second case is another major, very large retail chain in the whole world, a U.S. company. And they were a Tipping Point customer also. When it came to come to renew, we went to talk to them, and they actually tell us that their newest project is to move some of their computing power to Azure. And they were very happy that our deep security and Tipping Point combined together, sharing the same threat intelligence, and they can see those threat status in one place. And therefore, they not only renew Tipping Point, they expand Tipping Point, also they bought our deep security for Azure. So it's a combined solution. The third case is a very cool, probably the coolest car manufacturer in the world. And they originally was Tipping Point customer. And of course, they need to protect their battery intellectual property. When it time to come to renew, they bought Trend Micro's Deep Discovery together with their Tipping Point. These two cases tell us that Tipping Point bring Trend Micro into a type of very large, especially in US-based enterprise account that previously Trend Micro was not able to access. And now with Tipping Point combined, we can sell Trend Micro solution into all this customer space. So I urge you and please look through those accounting numbers. I strongly believe Trend Micro is not catching any falling knife. I believe it's a flying arrow that is going to the target. So that's our network defense solution. And like I explained, in the first half, user protection solution, we have very good growth, 27% year-on-year new solution. And our new product called Cloud Edge, currently only available in Japan and only through one channel, but already it become very significant contribution to the revenue, and we have 300% year-on-year, quarter-to-quarter growth already. And we're planning to introduce this Cloud Edge to other country also. That's, and I believe, although we think about the PC, is a declining shipment, but really, if we think about currently, until now, there's still 2 billion PC that is in use, and every quarter, there's 62 million new PC shipment. And therefore, I believe our market share here in the PC market, we can still continue to grow, especially when our competitor like Symantec and McAfee is very distracted. We can continue to grab their market share and grow in the user protection area. So in first half, second half of this year, we are very excited that we will have our product like Office Scan, Corporate Edition, that include our newest machine learning introduced to the market. And our consumer product, we will introduce a safe home network security, including the IoT protection in there. So second half, a lot of new technology and new product that is going to be introduced to the market. So what's next? I would say, first, ransomware will continue. That threat landscape change will have a very big impact of the overall security business. Second, the need for the cloud SaaS-based solution, security solution, will continue to grow, and therefore Trend Micro's utility charge-based solution will continue to grow, and PC security will still continue to grow. So in conclusion, I want to say Trend Micro in the best position to catch all those opportunity. Now the user behavior change, Trend Micro can continue to grab the market share in end user protection. The infrastructure change, we continue to be the cloud security leader. And on the network solution part, we combine with Tipping Point will become the major player in the network security, network defense part. So last word, I would say, in terms of our confidence level in our strategy, our direction, and our execution, I would say, 自信满满. But maybe there's still some time we need to adjust for those accounting, but that is not too far away. So thank you very much.